Christopher Halkides wrote, "As a supporter of WHQR for many years, I initially liked the idea of splitting the station into two, one for news and one for classical music. However, the reality has not lived up to my hopes by a wide margin. The main problem is the lack of variety in programming. The present programming is very heavy on Baroque and on the use of guitars. For example, right now I'm listening to a guitar version of Winter from the Four Seasons. A day or two ago, it was Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 6, played by the Los Angeles Guitar Quartet. A few months ago, it was Vivaldi's Summer, played by a guitar trio. Another serious problem is the trend toward playing single movements from larger works. In addition to the lack of variety of programming is the trend toward irrelevant chit-chat to introduce the work. A recent example involving Percy Grainger can only be labeled too much information. Finally, the lack of power of 96.7 relative to 91.3 is obvious when one is traveling out of town and one station fades out much sooner than the other. 96.7 appears to be the red-headed stepchild of WHQR. I can only hope that the situation improves." James in Southport wrote, "We have recently retired here from a part of North Carolina where your signal didn't reach. We switched our radio alliance to WHQR this year. We are sustainers. I have no set buttons on my car radio. I don't need anything other than 91.3. My wife has several buttons set, but they all relate to where we used to live. And if her car radio is on, it is also on 91.3. James added, "Two thoughts. I enjoy listening to jazz in the evenings. Thank you for expanding my horizons with your selections. However, really, in December between 10 and 11 p.m., you played I Wish I Were in Love Again. Really? Go back and listen to the lyrics. Prior to retirement, I spent countless hours counseling abused women. Sadly, many believed a black eye is part of being in love, as the lyrics suggest. Further, after escaping from one abusive relationship, some would quickly fall back into another. After all, a black eye is part of being in love. Do you want to encourage that belief? Really? And is it so much a part of being in love that this young lady wishes she were in love again? Really? Really? You seriously need to edit your playlist. Really." Also, recent Friday feedbacks have included comments to the effect that you should drop Car Talk. I disagree. No, Car Talk is a delight. Thank you for continuing to carry it. And that's from James in Southport.
Hi, this is Polly Shaver. I was calling just to say thank you for putting on Ken Rudin's political junkie show. I never did hear the time, so all day Sunday I was glued to WHQR, and finally at 4 o'clock it came on and made me feel like the 2016 election is getting going now. So thanks for playing that.
We'd love to hear from you on Friday feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org, or you can leave a call at 910-292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.